We're going to cross over to Vancouver now. Joining us is international lawyer Alfred Lambermond Weber via Skype to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Weber. Now, entire families gunned down or executed, and their only crime over here was being affiliated with the Alawite religion. What do you make of this? Is this a red line that Obama's willing to see being crossed?
Well, I've had the opportunity to view a videotape report prepared by Human Rights Watch, and it's clear that the acts that were described there by the witnesses and by the family members on hand rise to the level of war crimes and crimes against humanity under Principle 6 of the Nuremberg Principles. If we look at Principle 6 of the Nuremberg Principles, crimes against humanity is defined as murder, extermination, enslavement, deportation, and other inhumane acts done against any civilian population, or persecutions on political, racial, or religious grounds. When such acts are done or such persecutions are carried on in execution of or in connection with any crime against peace or any war crime. And these are clearly war crimes, which includes the killing of hostages, plunder of public or private property, wanton destruction of cities, towns, or villages, or devastation not justified by military necessity. So it's clear here that under the Nuremberg Principles, what I have witnessed rises to the level of crimes against humanity and war crimes.
Well, Mr. Weber, how far do you see the international community acting on this? These are documented evidences of human rights violations, of humanity, of blatant violations on the battlefield there in Syria. Also, what we're seeing is that the HRW has proof that the operation appears to have been largely financed by private Gulf-based donors. Do you see any of this going to the international community and being followed through?
Well, now that we have on the ground inspectors from the UN dealing with the chemical weapons issue, a complaint should be brought to the Security Council that war crimes and crimes against humanity under the Nuremberg Principles are clearly occurring. And those can be brought by the government of Syria before the Security Council at this time on the basis of the evidence that I've seen.
And very quickly, if you can, looking at the way things have progressed since the onset of the situation in Syria almost 2 years ago, do you think there is that political will even on the part of many international players to bring this to light and to do something about it?
Well, I think that the crimes here are serious enough that certainly Russia, certainly China, other members of the Security Council and Syria itself can bring it to the attention of the Security Council as part of its review of the chemical weapons issue, which is ongoing right now. There are chemical weapons inspectors of the United Nations in Syria right now, and this issue should be brought to their attention immediately, in my legal opinion.
Okay, that was international lawyer Alfred Lambermond Weber joining us via Skype from Vancouver. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.